This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, keep a register of both your study and your divine character. Check every day whether you have made a mistake. Question. By making which effort do you children claim a tilak for a kingdom? Answer. 1. Make effort to remain constantly obedient. At the confluence age, if you are given a tilak of being one who obeys orders, you will receive a tilak for a kingdom. To be unfaithful means to be one who doesn't obey orders. Such ones cannot receive a tilak for a kingdom. 2. Do not hide any illness from the surgeon. If you hide anything, your status will be reduced. Become an ocean of love, the same as the Father, and you will receive a tilak for a kingdom. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. To study means to understand. You children understand that this study is very easy, very high, and gives you a high status. Only you children know that you are studying this study in order to become the masters of the world. So those who are studying should have a lot of happiness. It is such an elevated study. This is that same episode of the Gita. It is also the confluence age. You children have now awakened, whereas all the rest are still sleeping. There is the saying that people are still sleeping in the sleep of Maya. Baba has come and awakened you. He explains to you just one thing. Sweet children, with the power of the pilgrimage of remembrance, you can rule the world, just as you did in the previous cycle. The Father reminds you of this. You children understand that you have now remembered how we become the masters of the world every cycle with this power of yoga, and we also imbibe divine virtues. You have to pay full attention to yoga. With this power of yoga, you children automatically develop divine virtues. There is truly this examination to change from human beings into deities. You have come here to change from human beings into deities with the power of yoga. You also know that the whole world is to become pure through your power of yoga. It was pure, and it has now become impure. You children have understood the secret of the whole cycle, and it is also in your hearts. These things are very easy to understand, even for a new person who comes. New deities were worthy of worship, and you then become Tamopratam worshippers. No one else can tell you this. The Father tells you clearly, that is the path of devotion, and this is the path of this knowledge. Devotion is now in the past. Do not remember things of the past. Those are things to make you fall. The Father is now telling you things for ascending. You children know that you definitely have to imbibe divine virtues. You should write your chart every day. For how long did I stay in remembrance? What mistakes did I make? One is very badly hurt by the mistakes one makes. In those studies, one's character is also considered. Here too, your characters are seen. The Father is only telling you this for your benefit. Here too, a register is kept of how you study and your characters. Here too, the children's characters have to be made divine. You have to be careful that you don't make a mistake. I didn't make any mistakes, did I? This is why a court is held. A court is not held in any other school. You have to ask your heart. The Father has explained that, because of Maya, there is one or another form of disobedience. A court used to be held in the beginning, too. Children would tell the truth. The Father continues to explain to you. If you don't tell the truth, those mistakes will then continue to grow, and you will receive even more punishment for the mistakes you make for no reason. By not telling Baba about your mistakes, you receive a tilak of being disobedient. You cannot then receive a tilak for a kingdom. If you don't obey orders and you are unfaithful, you cannot claim a kingdom. The surgeon continues to explain to you in different ways. If you hide your illness from the surgeon, your status will be reduced. You won't be beaten if you tell the surgeon. The Father would simply say, "Be careful. If you make such a mistake again, you will incur a loss. Your status will become very low. There they will naturally have divine activities. Here you have to make effort. You must not repeatedly fail." The Father says, "Children, do not make any mistakes." The Father is the ocean of a lot of love. You children too also have to become that. As is the Father, so are the children. As are the king and queen, so are the subjects. Baba is not a king. You know that Baba is making you the same as he is. The praise that is sung of the Father should also be your praise. You have to become equal to Baba. Maya is very powerful. She doesn't allow you to keep your register. You are totally trapped in Maya's claws. You cannot come out of Maya's jail. You don't tell the truth. So the Father says, "Keep an accurate chart of remembrance. Wake up early in the morning and remember Baba. Praise only the one Father. Baba, you are making us into the masters of the world, and so we will praise you." People sing so much praise on the path of devotion, they don't know anything. There is no praise of the deities. The praise is of you Brahmins. It is the one Father who grants everyone salvation. He is the creator and also the director. He does service and also explains to you children. He tells you everything practically. those people simply continue to listen to the versions of God from the scriptures. They have been reading the Gita, but what do they receive from that? They sit and study that with so much love. They perform devotion, and yet they don't know what they will receive from it. They don't know that they are continuing to come down the ladder. Day by day, they have to become Tamopratan. It is fixed in the drama. No one except the Father can tell you the secret of this ladder. Only Shiv Baba explains to you through Brahma. This one also understands from that one, and he then explains to you. The Father is the main senior teacher and the surgeon. You have to remember him alone. He doesn't tell you to remember your Brahmin teacher. You have to remember just the one. Do not have attachment to anyone. Take teachings from only the one Father. You also have to become free from attachment. This requires a lot of effort. You have disinterest in the whole of the old world. This world is already finished. You don't have any love or attraction to it. They continue to build so many big buildings, etc. They don't know how much longer this old world will remain. You children have now awakened, and you also awaken others. The Father only awakens souls. He repeatedly tells you, consider yourselves to be souls. By considering yourselves to be bodies, it is as though you are still asleep. Consider yourselves to be souls and also remember the Father. When a soul is impure, he receives an impure body. When a soul is pure, he receives a pure body. The Father explains, you belonged to that deity clan, and you will then become that again. It is so easy. Why would we not remember such an unlimited Father? Wake up in the morning and remember the Father. Baba, it is your wonder. You make us into such elevated deities, and you then go and sit in the land of Nirvana. No one else can make us as elevated. You tell us everything so easily. The Father says, whatever time you have, even whilst doing your work, you can remember the Father. It is only remembrance that will make your boat go across. That is, it will take you from this Iron Age to the land of Shiva. You also have to remember the land of Shiva, the land that Shiv Baba established. So you remember both. We will become the masters of heaven by remembering Shiv Baba. This study is for the new world. The Father comes here to establish the new world. The Father would definitely come and perform some task too. You can see that I am playing my part according to the drama plan. I am telling you children the secret of the pilgrimage of remembrance and the beginning, the middle and the end of 5,000 years. You know that Baba comes personally in front of you every 5,000 years. It is the soul who speaks. The body doesn't speak. The Father gives teachings to you children. It is the soul who must be made pure. It is only once that the soul has to become pure. Baba says, I have taught you many times and will teach you again. None of the sannyasis can say this. Only the father says, Children, I have come to teach you according to the Dharma plan, and then I will come and teach you in the same way in 5,000 years' time, just as I taught you in the previous cycle and established the kingdom. I have taught you many times and established the kingdom. These things that the Father explains are so wonderful. Srimat is so elevated. It is only by following Srimat that you become the masters of the world. It is a very high status. When someone wins a huge lottery, his head is spoilt. Some become hopeless while moving along. I cannot study any more. How can I claim the sovereignty of the world? You children should have a lot of happiness. Baba says, Ask my children about supersensuous joy and happiness. You go and tell everyone things of happiness. You were the masters of the world, and then, after taking 84 births, you have become slaves. They sing, I am your slave, I am your slave. They believe that to call themselves degraded and to consider themselves to be small is good. Look who the Father is. No one knows him. Only you know him. Baba comes and explains to all of you and calls you child, child. This is the meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul. We receive the sovereignty of heaven from him. No one can receive the kingdom of heaven by bathing in the river Ganges. You have bathed in the Ganges many times. In fact, water comes from the ocean. But how this rain falls is also a wonder of nature. At this time, the Father is explaining everything to you. It is the soul, not the body, who imbibes. You can feel. Truly, look at what Baba has made me from what I was. The Father now says, Children, have mercy on yourselves. Do not be disobedient. Do not become body conscious. You will lose your status for no reason. The teacher would explain to you, You know that the Father is the unlimited teacher. There are so many languages in the world. If anything is printed, it should be printed in all languages. When you have literature printed, send everyone a copy. One copy should also be sent to the library. There is no question of expense in this. Baba's treasure box will become very full. What would you do by keeping the money with you? You would not take it with you to your home. If you take anything home with you, that would be stealing from Shiv Baba's sacrificial fire. That would be a great mistake. Let no one have an intellect like that. There cannot be any greater sinful soul than one who steals from God's sacrificial fire. He would reach a completely degraded stage. The Father says, All of this is part of the drama. You will then rule, and they will become servants. How would the kingdom continue without servants? Establishment had taken place in the same way. The Father now says, if you want to benefit yourself, follow Srimat. Imbibe divine virtues. To get angry is not a divine virtue. It is a devilish trait. If someone is getting angry, you should quieten him down. You should not respond to him. You can understand from each one's behaviour. Everyone has devilish traits. When someone is angry, his face becomes red as copper. They drop bombs with their words. They cause a loss for themselves, and their status is destroyed. You should have understanding. The Father says, write down the sins you have committed. By telling Baba about it, you will be forgiven and your burden will be lightened. You have been indulging in vice for birth after birth. If you commit any sin at this time, 100-fold punishment would be accumulated. If you make a mistake in front of the Father, there will be 100-fold punishment. If you do something and don't tell Baba about it, it will increase. The Father would explain, do not cause yourself a loss. The Father has come to make the intellects of you children very good. He knows what status you will claim, and that is also a matter of 21 births. The nature of serviceable children has to be very sweet. Some instantly tell the Father, Baba, I made this mistake. Baba is pleased with them. That one is the Father, teacher and guru, all three. When God is pleased with you, what more could you want? Otherwise, all three would be upset. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Follow Srimat and keep your intellect good. Do not disobey any orders. Do not get angry and drop bombs with your words. Remain silent. 2. Praise the one Father from your heart. Do not have any attraction or love for this old world. Be one with unlimited disinterest and remain free from attachment. Blessing. May you be constantly cheerful by remaining beyond the rubbish of Maya on the basis of remembrance. No matter what situation comes in front of you, leave it to the Father. Say Baba from your heart, and the situation will finish. To say the word Baba from your heart is magic. Maya, first of all, makes you forget the Father, so you must therefore simply pay attention to this aspect, and you will then experience yourself to be like a lotus. On the basis of remembrance, you can remain constantly beyond the rubbish of the problems of Maya. You would then never have any upheaval, and constantly have one mood of being cheerful. Slogan: those who put the inculcation and religion, dana and dharma, of purity into their lives are great souls. Aviat signal. In this Aviat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. In order to free yourself from all bondages, change your behavior and your harsh sanskars. Let those who create bondages do their own work, and you do your own work. When you see their work, do not be afraid. To the extent that they are doing their work with force, so you too do your own work with your force. Pick up the virtues of seeing how they do their duty, so that you also do your own duty. Create methods to free yourself from bondages. Om Shanti.